Welcome to this Palm Sunday. You might have noticed the palms that were given to you on the way in, hopefully so. And Palm Sunday is a reminder that the journey to Easter begins with praise. And so these palms aren't just some annoying branches taking up room in your pews. They are a reminder of all of your reasons to sing God's praise. So will you stand as we hear from the gospel the story of Palm Sunday?
Please bow your heads for the prayer of illumination. Holy God, we are excited to see you at work in our lives. We are excited to see you at work in our church. We are excited to see you at work in our city. Please help us see where you are at work among us. Amen. Please stand for, most of you are standing, please stand for the gospel. Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what has been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell them the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of them and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord.